Welcome back to the Garage Series. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
I'm Asaf Kashi.
So today, Asaf, we've got a great show in store. We're going to talk about the latest updates in information protection.
That's right. We're going to give you the details of our data loss prevention in SharePoint and OneDrive for Business, which enable you to have more secure collaboration.
Of course, we're going to go beyond just the announcement and show demonstrations of all this running and show how information protection is evolving.
Yes, we'll show you the Compliance Center, we'll show you secure collaboration in action, one-time passcode, and even some more.
So lots in store. Stay tuned. So before we get started, let's have a look at today's trivia.
True or false? One-time passcode allows users without a Microsoft account to authenticate and sign in for access to encrypted content for a limited time.
Stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show. So Asaf, you're a lead engineer in the information protection realm at Microsoft. So what's really behind all of this?
Yeah, so we've had DLP in Exchange, in Outlook, in OWA, and this covered all of our customers' email needs. Now, all of their sensitive information doesn't live only in email, so as we've planned originally, we're now expanding this to both their SharePoint as well as their OneDrive needs.
Right.
So this gives them the ability to run the same sensitive information policies and check for the same types across all of these workloads.
Right, so there's a need to protect across all these spaces. But I know not everybody's using SharePoint and OneDrive for Business. Is there anything for me as well?
That's right. So we know you're still on your Windows file servers. So we've actually decided to add support for Windows file servers, which have had the file classification infrastructure work that allowed you in the past to tag and add context to those files. We can now consume those tags directly in Exchange as well as the rest of our DLP offerings, so we can operate on those without having to reclassify it. This gives you the ability to put the file in some file share and immediately pick up that context and apply the right actions no matter where that file travels.
Wow, so we're securing collaboration across mail and all the different places where you're gonna store files, but I know this sounds like a bit of work in terms of IT. What have you got for the admin to really reconcile this and really enable all these different new technologies?
Right, so we want to keep it simple for the IT admin as well as the entire compliance officer's IT support staff. So in this case, we've actually announced previously the Compliance Center, and this is what we're releasing now, where all of your compliance management, all of your information protection management will be in one place, whether that's managing SharePoint policies or SharePoint archiving versus Exchange archiving, or any of the DLP and encryption policies anywhere they exist in the Microsoft ecosystem.
Right, this is great because you don't have to go from the SharePoint Admin Center, Exchange, and Link, you just do it in one place. So beyond all this thing, we're gonna do a couple of other things, right?
That's right, so the policy management is now shared across them. So the same policy that you apply, it's not only in one place, but it actually stems from the same policy. So you author it once. This allows you to leverage all of the knowledge that you have about your business and where your sensitive types might flow, whether they're internal, external, et cetera, and author that one policy and state in the Compliance Center that it applies to all of your workloads equally,
right,
with one policy.
And even beyond all this, we're doing some other work around protecting files on OneDrive and even on our mobile platforms, right?
That's right. So one thing that we haven't had in the past was allowing the RMS, the secure libraries from SharePoint, to flow to all of your OneDrive endpoints. We've now enabled that where a secure library where some of the files might be protected or all of the files might be protected, those files now can sync securely to all of your OneDrive endpoints and be able to allow you to edit that without having to focus back on SharePoint. Additionally, we've just released the Office 365 message encryption mobile apps for both Android and iOS. This allows you to have a very native-like experience on those mobile devices when consuming the message encryption emails that are sent to all of your recipients.
Great. So all this awesome work here in terms of consolidating all the work into the Compliance Center, policy management, not only in Exchange but also in SharePoint and OneDrive, and all these great new capabilities with the mobile platforms and syncing OneDrive files. I know you're dying to show us a demonstration, so why don't we take a look?
Okay, let's take an example of a pharmaceutical company where we want to secure doctor-patient communication.
Okay.
So we're going to get started. I'm going to be the IT person, the IT admin, and we're going to start in the DLP policy management page in the Compliance Center. This is where I manage all my information compliance policies. We're going to create a new policy from a template, and just like we've had in Exchange 2013, where we've seen all of the built-in templates and built-in regulations, we have that for SharePoint now.
Great.
We're going to start by picking a template that Dr. Kashi is going to want to use later for his secure communication. And at the bottom here, you can see that there's a summary of this template telling me what it supports in pretty much plain English. So anyone can actually read through this and really understand it. Once I dive into it, the next step, it shows me which workloads, which sites, whether it's SharePoint, OneDrive for Business, these are all new for this release,
right.
We're going to protect. By default, it shows me that we're going to protect all SharePoint sites and all OneDrive for Business, and I'm going to leave it at the default, although I could customize that to specifically pick just one of these particular sites.
Right.
As I can see here in the next page, there's a number of different rules. So if I open one of these rules as an example, we can see the conditions of this rule. So in this particular case, we can see that this rule is looking for sensitive information that is shared with folks outside my organization, which is a very common use for this particular policy.
Right.
Next, we're going to see what actions we're going to take with this particular policy. And in this case, we're going to notify the user, notify the doctor in our scenario, that they're not supposed to share this sensitive information outside their organization. We're also going to restrict the access to that with one of our new actions that we're adding to the Compliance Center and DLP and SharePoint.
Okay.
So after choosing that, I can just click Next and finish up this policy. But the last page for this policy will ask me the standard stuff, all the defaults. What do I want to name it? What do I want to describe it? So I can keep track of all the policies I've created, and also on whether or not I want to enforce this policy right away or run it in test mode, very similar to what we do in Exchange 2013. In this case, I'm very comfortable with this policy. It's fairly straightforward for us, so we're going to enforce it, and then we're going to apply it. So while this policy is saving, we're going to look and we're going to switch gears. And now instead of being the IT admin, I'm going to be Dr. Kashi. I'm going to play the role of the doctor sending that confidential information or interacting with that confidential information.
Which is more familiar territory for you, right, as a doctor?
Yes, I've played the doctor, the nurse, all the medical professionals. So let's switch gears, start with that Dr. Kashi. We're going to start in his inbox. And in this case, you can see that I've received an email from one of the parents of one of my patients. Mm-hmm. And this email happens to have an attachment attached to it. So as the doctor, in general, I just drag that attachment, and I'm going to save it. And you can see that I'm saving it over here in my OneDrive for Business. And I can add data to it. But in this case, I'm just going to save it.
Okay.
What's going to happen behind the scenes here is that policy that we created earlier is going to fire. And you can already see in my inbox, I've received this new notification that is telling me that the content that I just placed in my OneDrive for Business is actually sensitive, and it's being shared by default with external folks. And we don't want sensitive information, especially sensitive medical information, being shared out.
So you've established the rule. Now you've uploaded the content into SharePoint that's basically mounted that file, seen that there's sensitive info, and now it's firing off a mail to you.
That's right. So just as we've expected, all those policy fired, and this email is actually telling me specifically why did we find this information to be sensitive, as well as what the violation of this policy was and what action we've taken.
So beyond all of this, what we can do now, we've got some updates we've made around Office 365 message encryption. So if you want to send then communication back to the patient, so now we've had Carlos and Aubrey who've mailed to you, you've saved their document. Now you want to respond back to them and say what's going on with their son Jose in this case.
That's
so
right.
So now you can go ahead and do that, right? And what happens there?
Yeah, so let's continue on this scenario. So if I'm the doctor who has examined their son and everything is fine with him, I want to communicate back to them, as you said. So I'm going to craft an email, and we've got my inbox up here. Mm-hmm. And in this email, I'm going to explicitly say, look, this is encrypted communication, this is secure communication. So I'm going to say encrypt about this your recent visit. And that word encrypt in this particular case is how Office Message Encryption is going to pick up that all communication to the parents are going to be encrypted.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and send this mail out. And as the doctor, I have no idea how they're going to read it, what they're going to do. But this is where the beauty of Office 365 Message Encryption, that's where that takes on.
And we saw there in this case, they have basically a consumer mail account with Yahoo.com. I can see them already getting information.
It looks the mail came in.
Looks like it's coming in there. Now, if I go back to my PC, I'm already logged in here, in this case, as Carlos. I'm Jose's dad. I'm looking for information that you're going to send me. So I see a message now here from Asaf Kashi, so I can go ahead and open that. Now, what happens here is I see that the message is encrypted by Office 365, so all I'll do is go ahead and follow the instructions on the page. In my case, as Carlos, I don't actually have a Microsoft account. I'm basically just using yahoo.com mail, but I don't have an account to sign in with, so I'm gonna go ahead and hit this don't have an account to sign in with. Use a one-time passcode to view the message.
Yeah, so this is a great new feature we've just introduced. In most cases, customers are going to be using Microsoft accounts and logging in and getting the single sign-on experience, but there were some customers who wanted an alternative, a workaround.
Right.
And this is where we introduced that one-time passcode.
And this is going to give me some time to add this passcode, and this passcode is going to stay valid for some time, so I can go back into my inbox now. And I will, again, refresh my browser and grab that passcode. So there we go. I've got my passcode. I'll copy that in. Go back to my encrypted message.
We found that users find this pretty standard as to how to authenticate when I don't have a username password.
Right. Now, when this fires off, basically it's going to authenticate me in using that passcode. And I'll see that there it is. There's a mail that you sent to me. You saw it on stage. It even vibrated the phone here. So to move to the phone, now I want to wear two hats as well, because you were the admin and Dr. Kashi. I happen to be the father and the mother of
father
of
and the
patient.
Mother. Excellent.
So now I'm going to grab my Android phone. So we'll go ahead and show what that experience looks like. So now I'm going to again log into Yahoo Mail, and we heard the buzzing before on this device. We're going to see that you sent me the encrypted message. So we'll go ahead and view that. And I'll get the same experience. Now, this phone, I've got an Office 365 message encryption app installed, and I can go ahead and click View. And what that's going to do is authenticate me against my Microsoft account. In this case, Aubrey actually has a Microsoft account that's already cached on the phone, so it's going to go ahead and open that mail. And I see immediately the same message from you, Dr. Kashi. Everything's all right with Jose. Everything's good. So I can immediately see this straight through the phone. So very cool stuff. Again, I don't have to have a Microsoft account. I can use Yahoo Mail. I'm using an Android device. Regardless of how I communicate, as long as I can get that mail,
yep,
I can pretty much view that encrypted message in a safe and secure way, right?
Yeah. Office 365 is keeping you secure no matter where you go. So we're really proud of the new apps for the mobile devices that we've released.
Right. Excellent. So this is really the first time we've seen all of this in action. So before we wrap up today's show, let's have a look at our trivia.
True or false? One-time passcode allows users without a Microsoft account to authenticate and sign in for access to encrypted content for a limited time.
Of course, the answer was true. You can log in and authenticate without a Microsoft account to view encrypted content.
Not trivia anymore, is it?
No, it really isn't. So we've covered a lot of ground. We talked about a lot of things today.
Yeah, I showed you the Compliance Center in action. I showed you secure collaboration, one-time passcode. It was awesome.
But I know a lot of people are going to be asking, when can I start seeing this in my tenants?
Well, some of it is already rolled out, and the rest of it is all going to be out before the end of the year.
Awesome. Looking forward to using this myself. Hopefully you are as well. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter and at the Garage on Wednesdays. Thanks for watching, and goodbye for now.